This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, have you ever had an opportunity to witness for Christ, but passed it by? Turn to Acts chapters 21 through 23. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Some years ago, my wife and I were in Christchurch, New Zealand, on a preaching mission. One afternoon, a young man came by our motel to take us to the university for a meeting. As we headed for the car, he said, "I've heard you talk about witnessing, and on the way to the meeting, I want to watch you witness to someone." "Who?" I asked. "Oh," he said, "I don't know. We'll just stop in some neighborhood, knock on a door, and I'll watch you witness to the person who answers the door." Well, I admired his creativity, but it did not seem to be a good plan. The woman of the house would be busy getting dinner, the husband would be getting cleaned up from a day's work, and the kids would probably be hungry and out of sorts. I said, "Okay, but first I need to see if my laundry is back and is done." When the woman in the motel office said the laundry wasn't back, I said, "Oh, that's okay. I'll come back in the morning. Right now I'm on my way to the university to conduct a Bible study for this young man and some of his friends." "My," she said, "that's wonderful." "Yes," I agreed, "I sure wasn't studying the Bible when I was their age." "No," she said, "neither was I. In fact," I said, "the first time I recall giving a serious thought about God was when I returned from the service after World War II. She seemed interested, so I proceeded to explain how I'd come to Christ, clearly outlining the gospel. Just as I finished, several people came into the lobby, and I could not pursue the matter any further. But as we got into the car, I said to the young man, "Well, there it was." "There what was?" he asked. "You saw me witness," I said. "You're right," he said. It was so simple, he had missed it. Most of us miss witnessing opportunities every day because we don't recognize them. Most are ordinary, while a few may be more dramatic. In Acts chapters 21 and 22, Paul was seized by a bloodthirsty mob who tried to kill him. Now, how would you view that situation if you were in Paul's shoes? Amazingly, Paul saw it as a witnessing opportunity and asked the Roman commander who rescued him to allow him to speak to the crowd. Most of our opportunities are more routine, but we won't even see those unless our eyes are open. So in case you don't get caught in a riot today, don't forget the lady where you pick up your laundry. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the story of an automobile dealer who traded himself in on a new life. Join us on Daily Discipleship.